Redemption Accomplished and Applied, Session 5. 再次救赎启恩第一部分第五讲，我们继续讲基督的顺服， The Obedience of Christ, Active and Passive Obedience, 基督主动的顺服和被动的顺服。 This obedience has frequently been designated the active and the passive obedience. 英文的原著第二十页，基督的顺服呢，很多时候被定名为主动的顺服跟被动的顺服。 This formula, when properly interpreted, serves the good purpose of setting forth the two distinct aspects of Christ's work of obedience. 基督的顺服大功是有两个不同的层面的。当我们正确的解释这个公式，就是主动被动的功的顺服的公式的时候呢，就达到这个很好的目的，就是呈现出基督顺服大功的两个不同的层面。 But it is necessary at the outset to relieve the formula of some of the misapprehensions and misapplications to which it is subject. 但是我们一开始的时候呢，首先要排除一些对这个公式的错误的理解 misapprehension 和错误的应用，因为很多时候呢，人会这样去误解跟误用的。A, 第一方面， The term passive obedience, 被动的顺服这个名称， does not mean that in anything Christ did was he passive. 并不意味着说基督所做的任何事是被动的， The involuntary victim of obedience imposed upon him. 是有什么外在的强加于他身上的顺服，他是那个不情愿的一个受害者，不是这样子的。 It is obvious that any such conception would contradict the very notion of obedience. 很明显的是这种的这一类的概念就与顺服本身的概念是相矛盾的。 And it must be jealously maintained that even in his sufferings and death, our Lord was not the passive recipient of that to which he was subjected. 我们必须的竭力的坚持，就算是在我们的主的受苦和死，他并不是服在什么外加的事情之下，他只不过是个被动的领受者而已，不是的。 In his sufferings, he was supremely active.基督的受苦完全是至高无上的主动的。 And death itself did not befall him as he befalls other men. 死亡临到我们的主不像死亡临到任何其他人一样。 No one takes it from me, but I lay it down myself. Are some words. 没有人夺我的命，是我自己舍下的。是他亲自所讲的话。 He was obedient unto death, Paul tells us. 保罗告诉我们基督是顺服以至于死的。 And this does not mean that his obedience extended to the threshold of death, but rather that he was obedient to the extent of yielding up his spirit in death and of laying down his life. 他顺服以至于死呢，并不是说基督的顺服到了死亡的门槛为止，不是这个意思。乃是说呢，他的顺服到怎么一个程度呢？就是到了死亡这刻，他放下他的灵，他舍下他的性命。In the exercise of self-conscious sovereign volition, 耶稣基督是用了他的有自我意识的主权的意志 volition, will, knowing that all things had been accomplished, 他也知道一切都已经成就了， and that the very moment of time for the accomplishment of this event had arrived, 他也很清楚地意识到要成就这件事，他的死这件事的时刻已经来到。当他知道这些的时候， He effected the separation of body and spirit， 他就做成了他的灵魂跟身体的分开， and committed the latter, that is the spirit, to the Father， 而把他灵魂呢就交托给他的父。 He dismissed his spirit and laid down his life， 他告辞了他的灵魂，他舍下了他的性命。The word passive then, 因此被动这个字 should not be interpreted to mean pure passivity， 不可以被解释为纯粹的被动性。 In anything that came within the scope of his obedience， 在他任何在他的顺服的任何在他顺服的范围里面的任何的事，临到他的事，他做的事，都不是纯粹的被动的。 The sufferings he endured， 他所忍受的苦难， sufferings which reached their climax in his death upon the accursed tree， 也就是说在他在十字架上的死作为巅峰的这个的受苦， were an integral part of his obedience， 他的受苦他的死呢是他顺服的不可或缺的部分。And were endured in pursuance of the task given to him to accomplish. 他忍受这些苦难是为了要做成父赐给他要成就的工作的。就是不是被动的，他知道他在做什么，他有意识的，他知道时候到了要死啊，为了要成就计划的。这是 A， 顺服不是什么。B， 顺服不是什么，或者被动的顺服不是什么。Neither are we to suppose that we can allocate certain phrases or acts of our Lord's life on earth to the active obedience and certain other phrases and acts to the passive obedience. 我们也不可以认为呢，我们可以把我们主耶稣在地上的一生的某一些的阶段或者是作为是主动顺服的范围，其他的阶段或者作为呢是属于被动的顺服的范围，不可以这样做。 The distinction between the active and passive obedience is not a distinction of periods， 主动的顺服跟被动顺服之间的区分不是时间上阶段上的区分，不是的。 It is our Lord's whole work of obedience in every phase and period that is described as active and passive，我们主整个的顺服大功的每一个阶段是被称为又是主动又是被动的。 And we must avoid the mistake of thinking， 我们必须避免一种错误的想法，就是 thinking that the active obedience applies to the obedience of his life and the passive to the obedience of his final sufferings and death。 我们也不可以认为呢，基督主动的顺服就是指他在地上一生的顺服，被动呢就是指他最后的受难和死的顺服，不是这样子分的。 The real use and purpose of the formula， 主动跟被动顺服这个的工程师的真正的用法跟目的呢， is to emphasize， 是要强调 the two distinct aspects of our Lord's vicarious obedience， 是要强调我们主的代罪的顺服的两个不同的层面，不是阶段，是层面。The truth expressed rests upon the recognition that， 这里所表达出的真理呢，是根据一个的考虑，就是认清到 recognize 承认到 the law of God has both penal sanctions and positive demands， 承认上帝的律法有法律上的惩罚的制裁和正面的要求的。 It demands not only the full discharge of his precepts， 上帝律法不单单吩咐人要完全遵行他的吩咐 precepts， but also the infliction of penalty for all infractions and shortcomings， 同时呢上帝律法会将惩罚施行在所有违反律法的事情上，而且所有亏欠上。It is this twofold demand of the law of God， 就是这个上帝的律法的双重的要求， which is taken into account when we speak of active and passive obedience of Christ， 就是当我们说到基督的
主动顺服跟被动顺服所考虑到的，就是上帝的律法有正面的要求我们要做什么，还有负面的惩罚我们当我们不做的时候。
Christ as the vicar of his people came under the curse and condemnation due to sin，
基督作为他的子民的替代者 vicar 就伏在因罪而临到的定罪和咒诅之下。
And he also fulfilled the law of God in all its positive requirements，
而同时呢，基督也达成了上帝的律法正面一切的要求。
In other words， 换言之， he took care of the guilt of sin，
基督处理了罪带来的罪孽或者是罪名罪疚的问题。
And perfectly fulfilled the demands of righteousness，
同时呢，也完全没有瑕疵的满足了公义的要求。
He perfectly met both the penal and the preceptive requirements of God's law，
耶稣基督完完全全的满足了上帝律法的惩罚方面的要求和吩咐方面的要求。
The passive obedience refers to the former，
基督的被动的顺服是指向上帝的惩罚方面的要求。
And the active obedience to the latter，
基督主动的顺服呢，就是处理掉上帝的律法的吩咐方面的要求。
Christ's obedience was vicarious，
基督的顺服是替代性的，是代替我们的。
In the bearing of the full judgment of God upon sin，
因为他承担了上帝对罪的完全的审判。
And it was vicarious in the full discharge of the demands of righteousness，
基督的顺服是替代性的。第二方面呢，就他完全遵守了公义的要求。
His obedience becomes the ground of the remission of sin and of actual justification，
基督的顺服呢，就成为罪的赦免和具体的称为义的缘由，
the ground 的理由。We must not view this obedience in any artificial or mechanical sense，
我们不可以把这个顺服看为是一种的人为的或者是机械性的顺服。
When we speak of Christ's obedience， 当我们说到基督的顺服的时候呢， We must not think of it as consisting simply in formal fulfillment of the commands of God， commandments of God，
我们不可以以为这个只不过是在表面上形式上遵行了上帝的诫命而已。
What the obedience of Christ involved for him is perhaps nowhere more strictly expressed than in Hebrews 2:10-18 and 5:8-10。
基督的顺服对基督来说是牵涉什么呢？可能是在希伯来书第二章10-18节、5章8-10节最清楚的令人惊讶的表达出来。
When we are told that Jesus learned obedience from the things which he suffered，
我们在希伯来书读到基督在他所受的苦难里面学习顺从。
That he was made perfect through suffering，
透过苦难成为完全。
That being made perfect， he became to all who obey him the author of eternal salvation，
他既然成为完全了，透过苦难成为完全了，而成为完全，他就是所有顺服他的人呢，就成为他们的永远的救恩的作成者。
When we examine these passages，
当我们谨慎的查考这些的经文的时候呢
，the following lessons became apparent。
下面我们会学到很清楚的学到下面这四方面的功课或者教训。Number one， 第一方面的。
It was not through mere incarnation that Christ wrought our salvation and secured our redemption。
耶稣基督做成我们的救赎，保障着我们的救赎，并不仅仅透过他的道成肉身的。
Number two， 第二， It was not through mere death that salvation was accomplished。
成就救恩不仅仅是透过死而已。
Number three， 第三， It was not simply through the death on the cross that Jesus became the author of salvation。
耶稣基督成为我们的救赎的作成者，不仅仅是透过 十字架上的死。Number four, 第四 ，the death upon the cross as the climactic requirement of the price of redemption。在十字架上，基督的死就是那个赎罪的，要付上代价的最巅峰的要求。Was discharged as the supreme act of obedience。基督做成啊，这个的十字架上的死呢，是他的顺服的最高的一个的行动。It was not death resistlessly inflicted. 基督的死不是不能抵抗的这样子的向他施行的，向他施压的。But death upon the cross willingly and obediently wrought. 那是什么呢？基督在十字架上的死是他甘心情愿的顺服的做成的。When we speak of obedience, 当我们讲顺服的时候，We are thinking not merely of formal acts of accomplishment. 我们不仅仅是讲的一些形式上的、外表上的成就的一些的作为， but also of the disposition, will, determination, and volition which lie back of and are registered in these formal acts. 当我们讲到顺服的时候，我们在讲那些在这些外表的成就的大功背后的心情 disposition, 意志 will, 坚决 determination, 再来一个意志、意志 volition, 这些都是在外表的顺服的工作背后，也还有这些的外表的工作呢，就记录了、表明了指向的内里面的心情、意志跟坚决等等。所以耶稣基督的顺服还有包含了他的心情啊。And when we speak of the death of our Lord upon the cross as a supreme act of his obedience, 当我们说我们的主的在十字架上的死是他的顺服的最高的一个作为的时候， we are thinking not merely of the overt act of dying upon the tree. 我们所想到的不仅仅是基督外在的死在十字架上这个行动，But also of the disposition, will, and determinate volition. 我们讲到的是在十字架上死背后的心情、意志和坚决的意志 ，which lay back of the overt act. 乃是在整个的十字架上的死的外表的行动背后的。And furthermore, 不单单是如此 ，we are required to ask the question. 我们必须要问这个问题。Whence did our Lord derive the disposition and holy determination to give up his life in death as a supreme act of self-sacrifice and obedience? 我们的主、在死上舍去他的性命，作为自我牺牲、献上自己和顺服最高的表现。他这种的心情和圣洁的坚决的意志，是从哪里来的呢？ We are compelledto ask this question. 我们必须要问这个问题。我们感觉到被催逼必须要问这个问题。Because it was in human nature that he rendered disobedience and gave up his life and death. 因为基督做成献上他的顺服，在死献上他的生命呢，是在乎他的人性，他基督根据他的人性献上的顺服，献上他的顺服跟死的。 And these texts in the Epistle to Hebrews, 这些在希伯来书 这几段的经文呢， confirm not only the propriety, but the necessity of this question. 希伯来书这些经文呢，就肯定告诉我们，问这个问题呢，就是耶稣基督的信心哪里来的呢，是正确的问题，而且是必须要问的问题。 For in these texts, we are distinctly informed that, 因为这些经文呢，很独特的清楚的告诉我们 He learned obedience 基督是学习顺从的 And he learned this obedience from the things that he suffered 是透过他所忍受的苦难学习这个顺服的 And it was requisite that he should have been made perfect through sufferings 他必须的透过受苦成为完全 And become the author of salvation through his perfecting透过这个成为完全的过程呢，成为我们的救赎的来源，做成者。 It was not, of course, the perfecting that required the sanctification from sin to holiness. 当然，这个成为完全的过程并不是需要他从罪进入到圣洁这种的成圣过程，不是的。He was always holy. 他从来就是圣洁的 ，harmless， 毫无邪恶的 ，undefiled， 毫无瑕疵的，毫无玷污的 ，and separate from sinners. 他是从罪人呢，完全是分别出来的。But there was the perfecting of development and growth. 但是他的确有所，他的人生呢有所发展，有所成，成长，这种的成为完全 ，in the course and path of his obedience， 在他整个的顺服的过程，整条的路径上呢，他有这种成长的一个的成为完全。He learned obedience， 他是学习顺从的。The heart and mind。And will of our Lord had been molded, shall we not say, forged in the furnace of temptation and suffering. 在试探和受苦的整个的火炉里面塑造了或者说锻造了我们主的心他的思想他的意志的。And it was in virtue of what he had learned in that experience of temptation and suffering, 就是因为他在这种的试探和顺服的经验里面所学到的 that he was able at the climactic point fixed by the arrangements of infallible wisdom and everlasting love to be obedient unto death, even death on the cross. 所以他当整个的上帝无谬的智慧和永恒的爱所定的安排到了那个巅峰的那个时刻的时候他就能够顺服以至于死甚至是十字架上的死。It was only as having learned obedience in a path of inerrant and sinless discharge of the Father's will. 就是完全是因为他走了这条毫无错误的无罪的遵循他父的旨意这条顺服的路就是因为他走了这条路学了顺服 that his heart and mind and will were framed to the point of being able freely and voluntarily to yield up his life and death upon the accursed tree. 因此呢他的心他的思想他的意志就被塑造到了一个地步呢完全能够很自由的自愿的来献上他的性命死在这个被咒诅的十字架上。It was through this course of obedience and of learning obedience, 就是透过这条顺服的路学习顺服的路 that he was made perfect as Savior. That is to say,become fully equipped so as to be constituted a perfect savior. 他就成为一个完全的完美的救主。也就是说呢他就得到一个完全的装备成为被上帝构成设立为完全的救主 perfect savior. It was the equipment forged through all the experiences of trial, temptation, and suffering. 就是透过试炼试探和受苦所有的经验就锻成他这种的装备 that provided the resources requisite for the climactic requirement of his commission 就提供了所必须要有 的资源或者能力使他能够在最巅峰的时候完成了他必须要完成 的使命 It was that obedience brought to its consummate fruition on the cross 就是这种的顺服在十字架上到了他这个完全实现的那个巅峰 that constituted him an all-sufficient and perfect savior 以至于上帝设立他所以为完全完备的完美的救主 and this is just saying that 换言之就是说 it was the obedience learned and rendered through the whole course of humiliation that made him perfect as the captain of salvation. 就是透过他学习的顺服他所做成的顺服透过他整个的卑微的过程所学习的顺服使他成为一个十全十美的我们救恩的元帅。我们下次继续来讲讲完这个顺服之后呢就进入到救赎的大功的四个层面。